morning. In the morning, I am Gigi, and welcome to Inner Beauty Marks, the one leadership podcast that will help you uncover all those inner traits that make you exceptional. And today, we're going to be talking about your character strength, part two. In our previous episode, we mentioned that your character strength is nothing else but your mindset, thoughts, and feelings displayed into your behavior. Now, research has revealed that when you are aware of your character strength, and by consciously choosing to use them, you can experience an increase in happiness. In our last episode, we focused on the first three character strengths: wisdom, courage, and humanity. In this second episode, we will talk about the last three: justice, temperance, and transcendence. And on a side note, I'm really passionate about these three in particular, because although humanity is definitely one of my signature strengths, when it comes to justice and temperance, I get truly passionate about it. So let's dive into it right away. Strength number four, justice. This is all about fairness, leadership, and teamwork. If you're a person who chooses to treat everyone equally and you expect the same in return, if you naturally take the lead in guiding an individual or coordinating groups towards reaching a goal, if you tend to be helpful and contribute as a team player just because it's in your nature and not because you're expecting anything in return, then you definitely have justice as your signature strength. Now, how can you take advantage of this? Because this one in particular will awaken a lot of passions, especially if you're exposed to an environment in which equality or equity is not the norm. It feels like I'm talking about the world in general, doesn't it? How can you enhance the strength of justice? And this one has a lot to do with putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. It's all about inclusion. If there is someone new in the same environment, be the one to talk to this person, integrate this person, have this person join the group. If there is something you don't agree with, because it is evidently wrong, look for the process or the law or the principle that states that it is wrong. Then show it to people. Now, if after showing this evidence you're still not being heard, or people still choose to continue doing the wrong thing based on the norm, then express your concern and even bring an example. What would happen if this would be you? Or what would happen if this would be someone close to you? Would you make the same decisions? And even after all of that, the same unfair decisions remain, then guess what? You do not belong there. It is time for you to walk away from anywhere, a workplace, a relationship, a friendship, a business, from anything that does not seem fair. And as difficult as it may be, I know it's easier said than done, but walking away is definitely the right choice. Either fighting until the end or walking away. Starting fresh somewhere where you can actually develop fair environment and build fair relationships. While dealing with other people, express your appreciation. I still remember when I used to hate the word feedback because it had such a negative connotation for me. I'm sure for everybody. But it was because the only time I used to get feedback for anything, it was about the areas I needed to work on. It was never a pat in the back. It was never about the things I was doing right. And it was not like I was expecting that, but in my head, I was not expecting to be called on the things I needed to work on so constantly. But then I decided to be different, and I had my 3-by-1 rule. Whenever I was going to give feedback on an area of improvement, I had to make sure I had already taken the time to tell this person a minimum of 3 things that they were doing an excellent job. Something in which they had excelled at. Any aspect in which they've had a remarkable performance. If I had not done that, I wouldn't proceed to talk about the areas of improvement because I was not doing it right. Strength number 5, temperance. It's all about forgiveness, humility, prudence, and self-regulation. If you're the type of person who chooses to forgive even when you're treated badly, if you're aware of your strengths and talents and you still remain humble about it, if you're cautious and you take precautions when making decisions, if you manage your feelings and actions with self-discipline and self-control, then you definitely have temperance as a signature strength. Now, what can you do in order to develop this strength? Holding a grudge is by far the worst poison one can take. And for some people, it's hard to tell that go. I'm not going to deny that. Even though some people say that forgiveness is not a choice, I totally differ from them. You can choose to forgive. Even though your heart may not feel like doing so, your brain can take that first step. Write down, make it symbolic. Write down how you feel on a piece of paper. Wrap that note up. And at the bottom, you can even write, even though my heart doesn't seem to let go, I consciously choose to forgive you for my own sanity. Then burn that piece of paper. It might be symbolic, but you're consciously choosing and taking that first step towards forgiveness. When interacting with other people, you do not need to be the one who's always sharing and talking and showing off and telling everybody about your experiences. Instead, you could ask someone you really trust to give you some advice, to give you some feedback, to talk to you about your struggles and your growth areas. Before making a decision, it really takes a couple of minutes to think about it first. So take the next step. Write it down. Take sometimes and even hours later, read the piece of paper that you wrote and then decide whether that decision you were about to make was right or not. That's self-regulation. Strength number 6, transcendence. It's all about appreciation of beauty and excellence, about gratitude, about hope, humor, and spirituality. If you appreciate the beauty around you and you emotionally connect with it, if you're thankful about life and you're fearless about expressing it to the world and to others, if you're realistic yet you're optimistic about the future, if you approach life playfully and finding humor during the stressful times, you definitely have transcendence as a signature strength. Now, how can you take advantage of this? And I'm sharing my favorites one right now. Go to a place and stay there for about 15 minutes. Just appreciate the beauty of it. Just look around and just enjoy it. One of my favorite places here in Panama is Praia. I can sit there for hours, sit in a hammock and watch the sunset. It's definitely relaxing. Other things you could do is say thank you to somebody for something they would normally wouldn't be recognized for. The person who makes the coffee every day, for example. There is so many people here that they do little things that are not appreciated, or I wouldn't say not recognized for. You could take that step and just let them know, hey, thank you for this. Just saying thank you, it's so magical that I couldn't even explain. Do something spontaneous, like writing a small post-it with an appreciation comment and leave it in their car windshield. Oh my God, I still remember the time I did this. My friend said, oh my God, you really went out of your way and you went through the entire parking lot just to find my car to do this? And well, yes, I did it. You can watch movies that are related to your life and that are full of hope. Sometimes we tend to look at adventures, fantasy, war. Sometimes you can just watch movies that would really relate to your life or that would give you hope about the future. It's all about belief in a sense of purpose and living a meaningful life. Now, let's go over a quick recap. By consciously deciding to use your character's strength, you can experience an increase in happiness. That is confirmed. That is a fact. So, justice. It's all about fairness, leadership, and teamwork. Choose to use this wisely. Temperance is all about choosing to forgive others, about remaining humble, about prudence and self-regulation. Transcendence, is all about appreciation of beauty and excellence, about being grateful to life and to others, about hope for the future, about humor and spirituality. So yes, you can choose to use your character strength, and you may already have a couple of this as your signature strength. Just try to get out of your way and work to develop the others to live a happier life, so for your own benefit. Now, there is a link in which you can actually take the test. It's a couple of questions, and you can definitely identify right away which are your signature strengths. And with this, it'll be a lot easier for you to work on the other ones that you don't have, or those of you that you feel that you could work on. I'll be sharing it with you. Just send me a DM and I'll send you the link right away. In our next episode, we'll be talking about the ladder of trust, how people normally behave in order to be trusted, and which one of those is the right way to do so. So that's all for today. If you love this episode, I want to hear from you. Please give me your feedback. Just go to innerbeautymarks.com/podcast, leave a comment, or star rate this podcast. Wherever you are right now, if you're listening, just take a selfie or take a screenshot, send it to me or tag me in it. My intention is to make out of this podcast a networking experience. So please share your thoughts and allow me to connect with you guys as well. And remember, leaders don't create followers. They generate more leaders. Reach out to one person today and let them know how much you appreciate them. I'm Gigi, and this is Inner Beauty Marks.